Good afternoon, everybody.
皆さん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
ラシッチームの皆さん、ありがとうございました。
You guys awake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can count. One, two, three, four. Alright, everybody, welcome to church.
教会にようこそいらっしゃいました。
I need to stand in the middle because
I
have a mark from Pastor Glenn.
Stand here.
Alright, so, welcome to those who are new. Anybody new? Alright! Welcome to church. Okay, just before I forget, next week we won't be here. Okay, we'll be at the Grande Pasela.
Grande
Pasela. Grande Pasela.
Okay.
Okay, so we are on our series called History.
Or
His Story. Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay, last week we had a helicopter overview of from Genesis to Malachi.
Yeah.
We, Pastor Glenn took us on a helicopter ride, remember last week? Alright, and that was such a powerful message, and seeing how God, how the Bible is actually connected. I just turned off the snare. Okay. Today, we are going to continue. And we are going to look at the Genesis chapter 24 today. We're going to look at the story of Isaac and Rebecca. So for a minute, we're just going to hover a little bit. We're not going to like fly anywhere else, but we're going to hover in one of the stories in the Bible. Okay, I've never been on a helicopter, but you know, we'll keep it up there. We'll have the helicopter stop for a bit, for maybe an hour. So it's today's message is found in Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 to 67. And this chapter is pretty long. And I really encourage everybody, when you get home, mark your Bible now. And read this chapter. Okay. But for now, we're going to read from verses 1 to 9. Okay, and then we'll have it read in Japanese by Reiko.
Okay.
This morning I read the English, we're not going to do that today.
We'll
do it in Japanese. So if you're an English speaker and you can't understand Japanese, we have it on the left side. Okay, Ki? Alright.
アブラハムは年を重ねて老人になっていた。主はあらゆる面でアブラハムを祝福しておられた。アブラハムは自分の全財産を管理している家の最年長のしもべにこう言った。あなたの手を私のももの下に入れてくれ。私はあなたに天の神、地の神である主にかけて誓わせる。私はカナン人の間に住んではいるが、あなたはその娘たちの中から私の息子の妻を迎えてはならない。あなたは私の国、私の親族のところに行って私の息子イサクに妻を迎えなさい。しもべは彼に言った。もしかしたらその娘さんが私についてこの地に来ようとしないかもしれません。その場合ご子息をあなたの出身地へ連れて戻らなければなりませんか。アブラハムは彼に言った。気をつけて息子をそこへ連れて戻ることのないようにしなさい。天の神主は私の父の家、私の親族の地から私を連れ出し、私に約束してあなたとあなたの子孫にこの地を与えると誓われた。その方があなたの前に御使いを使わされるのだ。あなたはそこから私の息子に妻を迎えなさい。もしその娘があなたについて来ようとしないなら、あなたはこの私との誓いから解かれる。ただ私の息子をそこに連れて戻ることだけはしてはならない。それでしもべは主人であるアブラハムのももの下に自分の手を入れ、このことについて彼に誓った。
Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for your word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Genesis 24. Father, I pray that you would speak us today. Speak to us. Lord, may you open our hearts, Lord God, so that we may receive your word. Father, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're going to guide me as I preach your message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So as we look at this story, I'll be sharing to you things that we can observe in this story. Now in Genesis 24 is the story of how Isaac and Rebekah have met. And if you read the whole chapter, there are several people who are involved or characters in this story. Okay, there's Abraham, Isaac's father, Abraham's oldest servant, and we have Rebecca's family, and Isaac. Okay, and you'll notice in this story that Isaac won't be coming till the last six verses of this chapter. Have you ever watched a movie like, you know, the prince just came out probably last 2 minutes of the movie?
So
it looks like this.
So,
but don't worry about Isaac, he's okay. So in verses 1 to 5, Abraham took the step of faith to find a wife for his son Isaac. And he strictly ordered his servant to do not find a wife among the Canaanites, but find a wife and go back to my homeland and find a wife for my son there. And you know, remember that God has promised Abraham that he will make him into a great nation. Abraham, God took Abraham from his homeland and took him from into this place where he promised that I will give you this land. Your offspring will inherit this land. Isaac was 40 years old. And Abraham was very, 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 very old. He took the initiative to find Isaac a wife. In those times, arranged marriage was very common. And marriage to a close relative is common as well. It's for it. For the reason to protect the inheritance, the rights to the inheritance. And also to preserve the tribal connection. So after this message, please don't go to your parents and ask them, like, go find me a wife or a husband. Okay, and you pray for that. Alright, in verses 5 to 9, the servant said, perhaps the woman may not be willing to come with me, you know? Must I take Isaac back to your homeland? And Abraham was, you don't know what you're talking about, boy. Make sure to not take Isaac back to my homeland. The Lord, the God of heaven, who promised me to give this land, his angel will go ahead of you and he'll be with you. Perhaps if the woman is not willing to come with you, then you will release this vow. You know, there is a promise. God's promise. Abraham was holding on to that promise. That he believed that God's promise still stands today. God's promise is never broken. God promised Abraham that he will make him into a great nation. And that he promised him that he will multiply his offspring. And God kept his promise that even though when Sarah was really old and Abraham was really, really, really old, they had a son. They gave birth to Isaac. And so Isaac is a very special child. And Abraham held on to, to God's promises in his life. Now Abraham is old and he's super blessed. Now he's thinking about the future generation. It says in verses 1 to 5 that the servant put his hand under Abraham's thigh. You know, the thigh symbolizes posterity. So when Abraham asked his servant to put his hand under his thigh, they were talking about the future generations. Now, I was trying to imagine this, you know, how did he put his hand under his thigh? You know, is Abraham standing and the hand was there? Or was he like sitting down and then... You know, putting your hand under someone's thigh is a binding act of submission to that person's authority. But the servant took that vow. You know what? God has promises in your life. There are times that we think about our future.
Right?
And in our lives, there's a point that we need to make a decision. And the word future, sometimes it gives us uncertainties. It puts doubts and fear, you know. Oh gosh, future. You know, the future is very important to us.
Amen.
You know, just like Abraham. Isaac was his only son. The future is a serious business for him. And he was led out to step in faith because he believed in the promises of God. I want to encourage you with this verse. It says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a hope and a future." Sorry, hope and a future and a hope.
この励ましを与えてくれる聖句ですけれど、エレミアの29章11節。私自身、あなた方のために立てている計画をよく知っている主の言葉。それは災いではなく平安を与える計画であり、あなた方に将来と希望を与えるためのものだ。
You know, it's important that you know the promises of God in your life.
自分の人生、神様から約束をいただいているっていうことを覚えているのが。
And the only way to know the promises of God is when you read His word.
どうやったらその約束がわかるか、それは聖書を読んでわかる。
I believe that as you know the promises of God in your life, it will guide you.
自分のにどんな約束が与えられているかわかれば、自分が歩む道も見えてきます。
It will lead your step in every season of your life.
どんなところを通ってたとしても、神様がその道を示してくださいます。
Who's thinking about the future?
自分の将来について考えている
。We all are thinking about the future.
これからのことを考えていると思います。
But what? What do we do?
どうしたらいいんでしょう?
You know, there's a lot of like, oh, I can't. This is difficult to figure out.
ちょっと将来のことなんてもうすごい大変。
I'm a now person.
自分自身はですね、今に集中する。
I care about now and probably a couple of weeks ahead.
多分今のことと数週間先のことまでは考える。
But my wife is a future person.
でも妻はもっと先のことを考えたい。
So when we come together and plan together, it's like,
一緒に計画するとですね、ちょっと。
I'm like, I don't know.
妻は分かんない。
Do we pray?
じゃあ、祈ろうか。
So, sure. Let's pray.
What happened next? Let's move on.
You know, the servant took the journey of faith.
We are all in a journey of faith.
You know, as we go into the future, we are in a journey of faith.
So here's the servant. He gave him his word. He took 10 of Abraham's camels and some of special gifts. そしてしもべはどうしたかというと、ラクダを10頭連れて、それから贈り物も携えて。
He made a vow that he will look for a wife for his son Isaac.
自分の主人、アブラハムの息子イサクの嫁を見つけると誓ったんです。
So he set out for Mesopotamia.
ということで、メソポタミアの方に行きました。
Mesopotamia.
はい、メソポタミア。
All right, the city where Nahor, Abraham's brother, lived.
そこにはアブラハムの兄弟のナホルが住んでいました。
And when he arrived outside the city,
その町の近くに行ったら、
He let his I don't know if camels can actually kneel, but can they?
Yes.
They haven't kneel around or around the well. And at that time, it was the time for women to actually go out and draw water from the well. You know, if I was the servant, I would be so worried.
自分がしもべだったらすごい不安になると思います。
Man, I swore to my master Abraham.
主人アブラハムに誓いを立ててしまった。
No, my master is just Abraham.
アブラハムに対して。
No, I can't make mistakes now.
絶対に失敗許されない。
And, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm here outside the city. I don't know what to do.
どうしよう、町から離れてここに来てしまった
けど。He didn't tell me what kind of, he just told me to get a wife from here, but he didn't tell me.What kind of a woman she is.
嫁を見つけて来いとは言われたけど、具体的にどんな人とは言われなかった。
And so what he did is he prayed.
ということで、ここで祈りに入ります。
He said, God,
神様、
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
the Lord of Abraham, my master,
私の主人、アブラハムの主よ。
Please show kindness to my master.
どうぞ私の主人にあなたの慈しみを。
Because you know, he didn't give me any description.Of what the woman should be. She should be 180 centimeters tall. Long hair or short hair. Nice, I don't know. But Father, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would work in behalf of me. Let that woman who will give me a drink will also say that I'll give drink to your camels too. Let it be that woman that you have reserved for my master's son Isaac.
そんな女性がいたらどうぞこの女性がイサクの妻となるように祈ります。
You know, when you don't know what to do, you pray.
何をしていいかわからないときは祈ってください。
Along the journey of faith.Into the future, there are so many times that we won't know what to do.
実際何していいかわからない時っていっぱいあると思いますが、ぜひ祈ってください。
Nothing you can do.
もう何もできない。
What you can do is lay in front of the Lord and tell Lord, please help me.
何もできなくても神様にすべてを委ねて助けてくださいとは言えるはずです。
You know, he asked God for a divine intervention.
そして。しもべは神様にどうぞ介入してくださいと頼みます。
He asked in faith.
それを信仰を持って頼みます。
And you know what? That is faith.
これこそが信仰です。
Because remember, he took 10 camels.
だって10頭のラクダを連れてったんです、このしもべ。
You guys are like not amazed with 10 camels, right?
多分ですね、10頭と聞いても何も驚いてないみたいですけど。
10 camels, is that cute?
10頭ですよ、10頭。
I asked, hey Google.
Hey,
Google, and hey, Google said, a camel can drink 53 gallons, 200 liters of water in 3 minutes. These animals are crazy. They can drink a lot. And for the servant to pray that, Lord, the woman that will give me a drink,says that she will also give drinks to my camels. Let it be that woman, Lord. Wow, that's faith. You know, we're not talking about one liter of PET bottles here. We are talking about big jars of clay with water in it. To go back and forth into the well and fetch water, you know, oh man, that's a tough job.
You
should be a really big woman. But he prayed. He decided to let God move in his behalf. And you know, though the servant was uncertain, he took it. He took the challenge. And truly, even before he finished his prayer, before he finished his talk, there was already an answer. So even before he finished his prayer, Rebecca, the son of the granddaughter of Naor, was coming up. And she had a jar on her shoulder. You know, if I was the servant, I would be like, oh, there's so many women here. I'll just be picking one. But he didn't do that. He asked the Lord to lead me to this woman. So as he said, amen. I don't know if he said amen, but amen. He saw Rebecca coming up. There are many times in our lives that we don't know what to do.
Yes,
Lord, I'm going to an interview today. I'm so nervous today, but I can't even talk. Lord, help me. Help me with my interview. Amen. I can just imagine like the service. Oh, it's coming down. Woman with a child. But it said in the word, he went and he met Rebecca. Have a drink. Drink. I travel long. Please. How did Rebecca respond? Rebecca said, sure, I'll give you a drink. Thank you. I can imagine the servant being in awe. She's giving me a drink. Now, there's another one that I asked the Lord. He's probably waiting. And Rebecca was like, one camel, two camels, three camels, nine, ten. How old are you? Camels too. I give 20 your camels too. Can you imagine? So, he must be in awe. He must be in awe what's unfolding in front of his eyes. And he's seeing his prayer being answered even before he finishes prayer. Wow. That is faith. You know, when your prayers are answered, it doesn't stop there. God wants to take you higher and higher. From glory to glory to glory. And so, you know, the prayer is answered, right? So to pray for a woman who would give 10 camels a drink, that's almost impossible. Who among you here are praying for impossible things in your lives? Impossible things for this year. Pray for it. Because your God is a big God. And your God can do anything. Next minute, He's always there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just like with the servant, instead of doing it by himself, he let God in his behalf to work. As we take this journey of faith, communication with God is so important. God wants you to talk to him normally. Just like a father to his children, children to the father. Lord, I'm going to go to work today. Be with me. God, I'm going to go to an interview today. I need this job, you know that, Lord. Give me that confidence. I pray that I won't burp in front of the God. You know, just talk to God normally, just like who you are. That's the kind of relationship that God wants with you. Is to treat Him as a father. You don't have to, like, in the middle of the train station, be like, you can pray anytime. And that's what the servant did. So even before you ask God, it says in Matthew, He knows what you need. God works in ways that we cannot even imagine. My God, your God, His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. His ways are higher than your ways. Notice that the servant prayed for a woman with a big heart to serve. And Rebecca was serving. Wait, I forgot. There's a picture. Yeah. It's Rebecca and the servant. You know, she's probably on a rush to take the water back to her family. But she took the time to serve this person she doesn't even know. She was busy and productive. And she was always ready. She did more than what was expected of her. You know, she didn't even imagine that the gifts that are actually with the camels are actually for her. Be prepared, there's time for everything. God knows the right time for you and me. God knows when to fulfill His plans in your life. And in every season, whether you're in a good season or a bad season, it's part of it. Be a good steward of your season. If you're a student, guys, study hard, be excellent in school. That's your priority. If you're single, if you're professional, enjoy your season. Be excellent at work. Why are you laughing, Louis? You know, be prepared, man. Man up. Be ready. You know, if you're a married couple, put Christ in the center of your life. Be faithful to each other. For those who have children, you know, entrust your children to God. God knows what's best for your children. Do not put God out of the equation of your life. Once that happens, when God is out of the equation of your life, man. You'd be like that camel. I don't know what a camel is like, but When you get answers to your prayers, you don't stop there.
そして祈りが答えられたからってそこで止まらないでください。
In verses 22 to 23, when the camels had finished drinking,
22節から23節でラクダが飲み終わると、
the servant gave her a gold bracelet, a ring, and two bracelets for her kindness.
その親切な行いのためにしもべがリベカに腕の輪と花の輪を与えたとあります。
And he asked Rebecca, "Who's your daddy?" Does your daddy have a room for me and my Sure. And so Rebecca told him who she was. And right then and there, the servant bowed his head. Worship the Lord. And thank God for it. Maintain an attitude of gratitude.Not only when you're in need that you gotta communicate with God, it's also it's every second of your life. It's not like, Lord, I need a house. And he, here's the house. See you later. God is not like that. That is not genuine relationship.You know, a genuine relationship involves genuine communication and just, how do you say that, interaction with each other. You know, God has reasons for every moment of your life. Sometimes you think your prayer is not being answered, it's okay. Because you know what, maybe that's God's will.This is not for you, my son, my daughter. But I'll direct you here. This is my will for you. God's will is the best. It's the best test. You know, in verses 28 to 29, Rebecca ran ahead of him to her father's house.
20節から29節に書いてあります。リベカが自分の家に向かって走
る。And when the servant got there, he explained everything to Rebecca's family of what happened and how God actually moved.
そしてしもべもリベカの家に着いた時に何が起こったか、神様がどのように働かれたか。
And Rebecca's family believed the story and they said, "Oh, wow, this must be the will of God."
それを聞いてリベカの家族もこれこそが神のご意志に違いないと言った。
This must be happening in accordance to His plan.
まさに神様のご計画に沿って起こった。
Go ahead, take Rebecca as Isaac's wife.
だからリベカをイサクの嫁としてどうぞ受け取ってください。
One more time, like maybe the servant Isaac, ping!
そしてまたこのしもべがピンと目が開くんです。
本当に？ Really? Seriously?
マジ？
マジで？まさか。You know, he didn't even know if the family would actually agree.
本当に家族が同意してくれるかなんて分からなかったはず。
One prayer was answered, he went. He continued.
一つの祈りが聞かれて、さらに先に進んでいたその場
所。Another prayer was answered.
そしてまたもう一つの祈りが叶えられた。
Now, probably he's thinking, well, then let me go tomorrow, actually.Now they've given permission. I need to go back. So they spent the night there. The next day, he asked the family, Mr. I don't know your surname, but can I go back to my land, please?Can I take Rebecca with me now? And then the family had a small request. Like, oh, can we spend time with her for at least 10 days? Oh, no. It will take me about 21 days to go back there and this is great news to my master. I can't wait to share what happened along this journey. This will make him happy. I'll probably get promotion too. Can I go back? Today? So then,
Let's ask her.
じゃあ娘に聞いてみましょう。
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Will you go with this man today?
この方と一緒に今日行きますか?
Huh? Today?
今日?
You know what? I believe that Rebecca has heard. He's heard from. She's heard from the servant what God happened. Of what God did.
Rebecca はですね、このしもべの口から神様が何をしもべになさったか聞いていたと思うんです。
Rebecca had a decision to make.
Rebecca は決断しなくちゃいけません。
And we all have decisions to make, right?
私たちも いつか決断の時ってありますよね。
Rebecca had to decide whether to stay or to go.
Rebecca はとどまるか行くか決めなきゃいけない。
But she herself has heard how the goodness of God worked in this servant's life. Her faith probably.Faith came.
でもおそらくこのしもべの話を聞いて神様がどんなふうに働かれるかを知って信仰がやって
きた。I believe this gave her the confidence.
これでリベカには自信が与えられた。
And what she said was,
そしてリベカは言います。
I will go.
行きます。
The servant was, you know, do you see that? Glory to glory to glory to glory to glory.
このしもべの辿った道は栄光から栄光へです。
The servant didn't know what's going to happen next.
どんなことが起こるか、しもべには知る由もな
し。Just like with us, we don't know what's going to happen next.
私たちも次に何が起こるか。
One prayer is answered, we don't know. Okay, now what's next?
祈りが一つ答えられた、でも次どうなるかわからない。
You know, just like when I came here in Japan, I didn't have a job.
自分自身も日本に来た時に仕事がない。
And I asked God, if you want me to stay in the station, well, first give me a permanent residence. I need it.
で、神様に祈ったんです。神様本当に。私が日本にいるのはあなたのご意思だったら、まず永住権をください。
Now I have to wait for 6 months to get my age again, my permanent residency.
そして6ヶ月待って永住権が与えられました。
And now, Lord, what I'm gonna do 6 months? I'm gonna just like, you know, scratch my dad's back.
じゃあ、主よ、これからどうしたらいいでしょう。ポチギで父の背中で帰って。
Do film for photography or whatever. I'm crying. Don't imagine. You know, I said, God, if this is your will, give me a job. If I can just easily go back home and get a job there. The following week, I had a job. I got scared. God is alive. He listens to prayers.
本当に祈りを聞いてたんだ。
I was just joking, Lord.
But
go ahead. After 6 months, I got the permanent residency. I got scared. What's your plan, Lord? Why are you giving me this permanent residency? No, it's glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. You don't need to know what's in front or what's going to happen. If you would know, you won't need faith. God wants you to exercise your faith. God wants you to decide whether to obey Him or not. And every time you obey God, He will always show you a greater measure of Him. A measure that you will take along with you as you pursue and take that journey of faith into the future. Just like Abraham, he remembered the promises of God in the past. All of these actions that he's trying to do is actually based on what God has told him. He's holding on to it. And it's also from glory to glory.You know, when he was about to offer Isaac, God provided an animal. He knows who his God is. If you know who your God is, then you will have that confidence to take this journey of faith. But you won't be able to know who your God is unless you open the Bible and read.The Bible, the Word of God is always fresh. No matter how many times you finish the Bible, it should always be fresh.
何度何度も読んだ
God's word, the same word that you've read so many times, can speak in your life in different seasons. And the decision is in you. Where are you going to obey the Lord or not? So in the few last chapters from verse 61 to 67, we'll read it. Okay, we'll read it in Japanese.
はい、日本語で読みします。リベカとその子女たちは立ち上がり、ラクダに乗ってその人の後についていった。こうしてしもべはリベカを連れて出かけた。その時、イサクはベールラハイロイ地方から帰ってきていた。彼はネゲブの地に住んでいたのである。イサクは夕暮れ近く野に散歩に出かけた。彼は目を上げてみるとちょうどラクダが近づいていた。リベカも目を上げイサクを見るとラクダから降りしもべに尋ねた。野を歩いて私たちを迎えに来るあの方はどなたですか。しもべは答えた。あの方が私の主人です。そこでリベカはベールを手に取って身を覆った。しもべは自分がしてきたことを残らずイサクに話した。イサクはその母サラの天幕にリベカを連れて行き、リベカを迎えて妻とし、彼女を愛した。イサクは母の亡き後慰めを得た。
So they went. Rebecca went.
ということでリベカはそこに進んでいった。
And here comes Isaac.
そしてイサクが
He comes into the scene.
この場所は場面です。
He just came from Beer Lahai Roy.
ベールラハイロイからやってきた。
Yes.And then he went out to meditate in the field. And you know, I researched about this word meditate, what it was. And it pointed me to different verses in the Bible. And it seems like he prayed. So he was on that field. And camels were coming. And you know, here comes Rebecca. And Rebecca asks him, Who is that the guy over there? Ah, that is my master. Really? She put a veil. And this veil and your costume, the tradition, is a sign of purity. You know, she wants to be pure in front of him. And here comes Isaac. Approach the servant and Rebecca. And it said there that Isaac took her. Isaac took her to her to his mother's house. And remember, in the previous chapters, he just lost his mom, Sarah. So he's still grieving. You know, he's probably out in the field saying, "Lord, it's my mom." And when I was making this message, I can imagine it a little bit because I just lost my mom a couple of months ago. And Isaac was there thinking, what's next for me? And here comes Rebecca. There's your wife. Praise God. He took her. And this story reminds me of our love story with God. Remember, Isaac is a very special child. Well, a special
child.
Not, you know what I mean, right? He's the only son to the mom. And Abraham would do anything probably for his son, Isaac. And, you know, the promises of God has always been there for Abraham. And I believe that, you know, even him going out into the field, seeing the the camels come.
そしてイサクが外に出て行ってこのラクダが来るの
を見る。God also orchestrated that.
神様がそのようになさった。
Because he wants him to be the first one to meet her.
まず最初にリベカにイサクに会ってもらいたいと。
And you know, that's the same with us today. God's promises are still valid even today. You might be in a place in your life like, Lord, I don't know what to do now. The future is just so blurry. Whereas like we're saying, the future is so bright, the future is so blurry, Lord.
または、まあ、すごく綺麗だと思う、将来が輝かしいという人もいるかもしれないけど、自分にとってはよく見えないという人。
But you said in your word, Lord, that your plans for me is to give me a future and a hope.
でも神様、この御言葉に書いてあります。あなたは私に素晴らしい将来をください。
I might not understand what's happening right now, Lord, but I'm gonna trust you.
今起こっていることがよく自分は理解できないけれども、神様、あなたに信頼を置きます。
I decide to follow you.
あなたについていくと。
And I will take this journey of faith.
そしてこの信仰の旅を歩み続けます。
You know, Jesus is the ultimate promise to us.
私たちにとっての究極の約束、それはイエス様です。
He is the bridegroom and we are the bride.
私たちは嫁、そしてイエス様は花婿です。
And the Holy Spirit pursues us and brings us closer to God.
そして聖霊様のおかげで私たちは神様により近づくことができます。
He's preparing as a bride to meet the bridegroom.
花嫁が花婿に出会う準備をしてください。
And God's spirit is gentle.
神様の霊は穏やかなです。
He's not going to force you to obey or not.
決して従うことを強制はしません。
But how do we respond to this?
でも私たちはそんな神様にどう応答するか。
You find yourself right now just like the servant, you know.
ちょうどしもべと同じ。
There's something big right in front of you.
自分の前に大きなものがある。
And you don't even know what it is.
何かもわからない。
Oh man, I'm not really ready. This age, but you know what's next? You know, it's your decision.
皆さんの決断です。
Are you going to lay this in front of the Lord?
それを神様の前に委ねて。
Are you going to trust God with your future husband and your future wife?
自分の将来の奥さん、または旦那さんに関して神様に信頼を置くか。
Are you going to trust God with your future children?
または将来の子供に関して神様に委ねる。
Your future career.
または自分の仕事に関しても。
Do not put God out of the equation, guys.
自分の人生の中から神様を外に出さないで
ください。God is not just a common denominator.
ただ神様が公約数として存在するだけ。
Jesus is the main formula.
まさにイエス様こそが中心であるからです。
I'd like to ask everyone to stand up.
どうぞ皆さん立ちください。
As I said, you may be in a place now where, man, it's just hard to figure out what's next.And you want God to, you know, hearing this message, you want God to be in charge. But the thing is, you don't even know who God is. There's a step of faith that you can make today, you can decide to do today. God wants to have a relationship with you.
神様は皆さん一人一人とつながりたいと思っていらっしゃいます。
And for you to experience that promise, the promises of God in your life, you need to invite Him first into your life.
そして神様が持ってくださっている皆さん一人一人での約束を体験するためにはまず神様に心に入ってきてもらわなくてはいけません。
You might have been in church so many times.
もしかしたら何度も教会に来て。
And you realize you're still on your own.
だけどまだ自分自身の道を自分だけで歩いている。
You don't have Jesus.You're not letting God take over. But today, He's just speaking into your heart. You know, my son, my daughter, I know where you are right now. I know exactly your doubts, your uncertainties, your fear in life. Surrender that to me. And I will show you the way.
そうすればあなたに私の道を示そう。
God is inviting you to a relationship, to a relationship with Him.
神様がもっと近くに来るようにと私たち一人一人に語りかけます。
You know what? I'm going to give you this opportunity to receive Jesus in your life.
ですからどうぞ今日今 イエス様を人生に中に入ってきていただきまし
ょう。You're here today saying, Lord, God, I don't even know if you're real or not.
そしてこのように唱えてみましょう。イエス様、あなたが本当の方かどうか分かりません。
Show me that you're real.
あなたが本当だと私に見せてください。
I can pray with you.
一緒にお願いします。
And if this is you, if you want to receive Jesus in your life, this is the opportunity to receive him.
もしこれから先イエス様と一緒に人生歩いていきたいという方はぜひお祈りしてください。
Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
イエス様、私の罪のために十字架の上で命を落としてくださって感謝します。
Lord Jesus, I am a sinner.
イエス様、私は罪人です。
I have done so many things that didn't please you.
あなたを喜ばせないことをたくさんしました。
There are many decisions that I've made that didn't even, it's not in accordance to your will.
あなたの御心に沿わない間違った決断をしてきました。
And now I just realized that I'm still on my own.
そして今でも自分の力だけで歩んでいます。
Lord, thank you for dying for my sins.
私の罪のために死んでくださって感謝します。
I cannot save myself.
自分で自分を救えません。
So Lord, right now I invite you into my life.
ですから今どうぞ神様私の人生に介入してください。
Jesus, please, please come into my life.
どうぞ私の人生の中にいらしてください。
And I want you to show yourself to me.
そしてあなたがどういう方であるかはっきりと知らせてください。
Lord, my future and everything that I'm in right now, I surrender this to you.
私の目の前にあるもの将来すべてをあなたに委ねます。
Lord, I surrender to you.
あなたに委ねます。
And God.Ruling my life.
どうぞ私の心をあなたが治めてください。
From today, I want to have a relationship with you.
今日からあなたと共に歩んでいきたいです。
In Jesus' name.
イエス様の名を通してお祈りします。
Father, I thank you, Lord.
神様、感謝します。
For your word.
あなたの御言葉を感謝します。
Lord, just like Abraham, I want to hold on to your promises.
アブラハムと同じようにあなたからの約束にしがみつきたいです。
Lord, this life is tough.
この人生簡単ではありません。
But Lord, as you show your promises to me through your word, Lord, I will hold on to it and I know and I believe, Lord God, that you will uphold me, Lord.
でもあなたが御言葉を通して約束を示してくださいました。そしてあなたが私を常に支えてくださっていると分かります。
Just like the servant, I have a lot of uncertainties and I'm not sure of what's happening.
しもべと同じようにたくさんの不安に苛まれる時もあります。
But Lord, I want to communicate with you.
でも主よ、あなたとお話がしたいです。
I want to talk to you.
あなたに話しかけたいです。
Just like Rebecca, who has heard and believed.
リベカのように聞いて信じた。
Help me believe your word, Lord.
私もあなたの言葉が信じられるように助けてください。
And just like Isaac, who's just there listening, Lord.
そしてイサクのように耳を傾けてください
。I want to hear from you. I want to listen.
私もあなたに耳を傾けるので私に語ってください。
In Jesus' name.
イエス様の名を通してお願いします。Amen.